So you just hold down the what happened?
Oh.
What just happened? It paused. Rob, how does
come
this
on,
work? What's happening
come
here?
On, Eddie.
I don't know. I like he presses.
Come on, Eddie.
Red. Red. Yellow. Red. Yellow. Red. Green. So he just presses the color as they come up.
Right, dude.
He's good, Mike.
Well, yeah, they're coming fast, and he's hitting them.
He's good.
Now, where is his score? Right there on the left-hand side. So he's got 2,688 right now.
This is hard.
This is stupid.
Rob hates it.
Rob is going to suck at this.
Well, he doesn't have a lot of coordination when it comes to playing guitar.
Did you see him dancing earlier?
Yes, that's why. That's what I based that comment on. Eddie is up to 4,200 points.
Cheddy!
Now, how do you, like, how would you not do it? Like, how would you mess up? What would be...
Well, it gets faster, and the colors will get quicker, and you've got to really be on it.
Eddie's got his tongue out. He's, like, really rocking out to this.
Yeah, he's killing it. This is cake for him.
Yeah, I think that the easy mode was too easy. He's doing great. Red, green, yellow, green, red, green, 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 yellow, green. Wow, Eddie's really getting into the solo now. Eddie, how you feeling? Eddie's rocking it.
Yeah, he's killing it.
Eddie's a big Crew fan.
Oh, this is the best. Oh, my God.
Rob is watching like he's looking at the most pathetic and pitiful thing he's ever seen in his life.
Right.
You're a grown man.
What's up?
Oh, wow. He just kicked.
Eddie's kicking.
Yeah, he's kicking.
Eddie's kicking.
Mad man.
Eddie's got like 11,000 points right now. 11,500.
He's been practically flawless, honestly.
I don't think he's messed up once.
Yeah, like he's...
This is the first outdoor Guitar Hero I think ever done in the history of radio.
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic. Whoa. It's fantastic. We got people standing room only here. Make some noise, P1s.
He killed it.
P1s are making noise.
Yeah, they are. Mike, he made it look easy.
There you
go.
All right, so Boston Rob.
Oh, this is...
Eddie's final score. 22,903.
That's good, right?
I think that's great. He hit 85% of the notes.
Solid.
85%
right.
Of the notes. All right, he's taken off his little guitar.
I don't want to do this.
And Boston Rob's going to strap.
Oh, this is great.
Strap this little toy. Oh, look at this. We got a furry out here.
Oh, panda. What's
what
up?
What is that? What is that?
It's a furry panda.
It's a furry panda.
Yeah, and it's Sean, what Sean likes to wear.
Oh, wow. Look
that's
at that.
That's like Sean. That might be Sean. We don't know. Could be Sean.
One of our P1s is out here in a panda suit. It's fantastic. 1 year later, it's still going on.
Oh, he's wearing a little birthday hat. It's his
That's
birthday
right.
today.
Yeah. Little birthday hat. Boston Rob, how you feeling? How you living?
This is the stupidest thing I've ever done in my life.
And are you ready to do? Are you ready to rock this place?
Yeah. I'm gonna rock it on that little guitar. Doesn't Jake have one of these at home? Where it like moo. I don't know. What do you guys want me to play? Mother? Yeah, that sounds good.
Surrender.
they got me.
Come on, Rob. You got to pick one,
right,
man.
Keep going down.
Oh, now he's being picky.
Ooh, cherry pie.
Cherry pie.
There we go.
All right, here he goes.
I can't believe I'm
It's very 80s.
Come
it's very
on,
80s.
Rob.
He's never had one of these on before.
I don't know what I'm doing.
Here he
Rock
goes.
Out, Rob.
Dude, I killed it. I'm
you
not
killed
kidding.
It.
Yeah, you did
85%
it.
Of the notes,
yeah,
Eddie.
Yeah, that's crazy hard. I have carpal tunnel right now.
I don't blame you.
All right,
Holy
Rob.
Holy cow.
I don't know. I guess you wait.
Hit the corresponding colors and strum when you see the notes. I don't know what else to say.
Strum when you what?
See the notes.
Strum when you see the notes.
Hit the Elmo button, the kid yells out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hit the Elmo button. Here we go.
Here we go. Get ready, Rob.
Oh,
here comes the notes.
Oh, my gosh. This is going to be catastrophic.
You can do it, Rob.
Oh, wow.
Oh, God. He's actually doing really good.
Whoa.
Yeah, Rob's killing it.
Rob. Look at him.
As much as he hated this, he is concentrating
Rob,
really hard.
Oh, yeah. Like he's in the zone right now.
Rob, you're the greatest guitar hero ever.
You are my guitar hero.
Hey, Rob, look, the panda's Rob, dancing for you.
Keep going. He's screwing up now. Oh, no. Mike, if you screw up too much, they stop the song.
Really?
Yeah. There you go, Rob. Rock it, baby.
Here he goes. Here he goes. He's picking back up again. Now he's got, oh, Rob. Uh-oh. Oh, no.
Oh,
no.
Got it. You got it. Come on, Rob.
Come on, Rob. Remember you were making fun of this? Yellow, green, yellow, red, green, red, yellow, green.
Press the moo button, Rob.
Little kids do this, Rob.
Does Rob actually know where the colors are on the guitar? That's part of the problem, I think.
That is a legitimate question.
That is a legitimate question.
Yeah.
I think part of the problem, too, Rob's colorblind.
No.
No one explained that.
Yeah, no, we never said
Shut
that.
Shut up. Rob only sees in black and white.
That's so true.
Oh, no.
Oh, you're the worst.
Sorry, Rob. Game over. Game
you're the
over.
Worst. You're a loser.
Before you say
over.
Anything, but hold on. Shut your face. Shut your face.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, no.
You're a grown man and
what
you're
happened?
Upset.
What
here
happened?
We go.
Rob. Come on, game over. I mean, you flunked out.
Failing that game means I'm a real man. Listen,
oh,
this
I
Tickle
don't
Me
that,
Elmo guitar sucks. This game sucks. I'm not a hothead.
You're a hothead. You're a hothead.
You're lashing out.
Ladies
no
and
reason.
Gentlemen, ladies and gentlemen, let's hear it for your guitar old? Hero,
wow.
Eddie. Yeah. Let's hear
Here
it for
Eddie. Here we go,
Eddie.
There's a double W for you. You deserve it.
Big round of applause for our engineering department who absolutely was awesome here tonight and doing all this stuff for us.
Thank you.
Is Sean back at this? Is Sean back
yeah.
in there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, Sean, I'm going to have you play a best of. I'm going to have you play a best of so we can all get back into the studio.
All right.
If
wow.
you see where those best ofs are, go ahead and hit one of those best of bits. It's on the 28-hour show page. Rob?
Yep, I got it.
Can you and Eddie just vamp out here till I get in there?
Yeah. All right. We got to vamp.
Yeah, you killed it, man.
The Eddie and Rob show back in full effect.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, you
I'm,
knew it.
I'm the worst at that game, and I never want to play it again. I never want
to
play it again. When I become, when I hit the lottery and I become a millionaire, I'm going to purchase all of those around the country and destroy them. I'm going to have one big bonfire. Everybody's invited out. We're going to light them all on fire. We're going to drink a couple beers. And then I'm not jealous. I'm not jealous.
I'm insanely jealous of my picking skills.
No. I play real games like Jeopardy on PlayStation 2. They have that.
Super Mario Brothers. Mushroom Jump.
NBA Jam
Ooh.
On Super Nintendo. That's a real game. What happened to that? Huh?
Hey, did you ever play? Are you too young? Did you play Tecmo Bowl?
Tecmo Bowl, of course I
Dude,
played
that.
That
was the best game ever.
A little Mike Tyson's punch
ever.
Out.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah? That ring a bell?
Right hook.
Huh?
Right hook. Uppercut.
Uppercut.
Oh, down goes Glass
Man.
Joe. That was awesome.
Remember that game, Karate? That was awesome, man.
There's a panda out here. I don't know if anybody... Is anybody aware there's a panda? Sean, does he know that this is happening?
Very funny.
I mean, there's children here, panda. Stop it.
So are you guys having fun tonight or what?
Yeah! All right. I want to hear you make noise if you're going to stick around for the movies. Okay, cool. Then can somebody fill in for me? Cool. Because I'm going to go home and just take a little Z.
Don't worry. I hired us two stunt doubles that
huge.
Look exactly like
Dude,
us.
Dude, that's perfect.
We're going to go home at around 10 tonight.
Oh, that's huge. It's huge. Well, we're apparently not even halfway done. That's a morale buster. But that's cool. Hey, man.
We are almost halfway there, folks. At 8 o'clock, feel free to call in and text us.
Make noise if you've been here since the beginning. Wow. Wow. That's crazy. What's the matter with you people?
Don't you have jobs? It's Wednesday.
Like lives? Nothing? There's a fist bump there, Panda. Okay.
This is awesome. Great. Thank you guys for coming out.
Yeah, you guys are mentally challenged, and I love it. Like, that's cool.
Hey, can you guys hear me?
You guys are crazy. I don't know.
Hey, can you guys hear me?
Celebrity birthdays.
What's going on?
Hey, what's up, Mike?
Okay, you guys can come back in here.
Okay, we're headed in.
They're coming in. Wow, that was an amazing scene out there.
It's pretty funny.
That was an amazing scene. So that may be our last appearance out there tonight.
Whoa.
But there is a lot of people, and they're all having a good time.
And we got the movies coming up, which is going to be great for them out there.
Got the movies coming up at 10. We have a whole different kind of shock radio coming up at 8 o'clock with me giving my testimony in a way that you've never heard.
That's pretty rad.
Yeah. It's such a trip, man. I've been talking to so many people, and
awesome!
We got a lot of people praying about that tonight. Let me see if my... Man, these things were kicking out. Okay, can you hear me?
Kick them back in.
There we go. Oh, these are... My headphones are literally dying.
Are they?
Yeah, they've literally been going on... They've literally been playing for so long, they're dying out. Wow. Let me hit the ID.
You're listening to the 28-Hour Mikey Show, brought to you by Johnsonville Brats on KIOZ, San Diego's Rock 105.3.
The following takes place between 7 p.m. and 8 p.m.
The word of the hour is one.
Hopefully you've been writing these words down, because tomorrow morning we're going to ask you what the whole sentence was. We have been giving out these words every hour, and we're going to ask you tomorrow morning what those words were, and you just have to tell us. I had a guy bring me down that Baron sauce that I love.
Oh, no way.
Yeah. Oh, there you go.
The real hot sauce that I like.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The Scotch bonnet stuff.
Yeah.
Looks real good.
Very cool.
Okay.
Real sweet.
All right, so I'm going to play for you. I don't know what we're going to... I know... You know what?
What's up?
I know my wife is listening right now. Hey, hun, when you get home, get my headphones from the office. You know what, though, Sean? They're quarter inch. I could probably put this on it, right?
You mean small, eighth inch?
Eighth inch. And I need it to convert. Okay, honey, grab my headphones in my office, and then in that little... I have a little cup that has, it's like a mini cup that's got like guitar picks and stuff in it. There's like a little piece that screws onto the end of the headphones. So if you can, bring that. And if you can't find that little piece that goes on there, I have an adapter that I can use. But if you can find that, bring it.
Hmm.
Don't just sing it, bring it.
Yeah.
Bring it.
That's what I'm saying, Broseph.
Sky, how you feeling?
Actually, I'm feeling okay. I'm starting to feel the effects on my voice now, though, you know. But I'm doing the lozenges.
Getting a little scratchy.
Yeah, but I'm not tired yet.
Sean, how you feeling?
Okay.
I'm feeling pretty good, but I definitely blew out one side of my vocal cords doing my Mikey Idol song.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I yelled way too loud.
Yeah, you did.
We have some massage therapists.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, look at this.
This is heaven, you guys. This is all I need.
Let's ask, where are you guys from? Where do you guys work?
Simply Spa out in Santee.
Oh, wow. Really?
Yeah.
You guys came all the way out here from... I thought you guys were right up the street. I didn't know you guys made the effort to come all the way out here from Santee. That's nice of you. Yeah.
With the 52, everything's close by.
Dude, that's awesome. Well, thank you very much for doing that.
We got hot towels for you.
Very nice.
Yeah.
We appreciate that.
I need to get in on that.
Okay.
All right, Scott.
I'm
relax.
Just saying.
Okay.
I'm first.
I understand.
What I'm saying to everyone.
Whoa. Okay?
All right, so I just got an instant message from Shauna, and I need to be making this announcement throughout the rest of the night.
Okay.
Let's see. If you are outside, mm-hmm. we have already been warned by the San Diego Police Department that they will shut it down if people have alcohol. Okay. Something already happened in the parking lot that has management on the phone with us, and it's turning into a whole ordeal. And so we need everybody out there. Hey, honey, did you hear what I was saying?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll tell you in a second. So we need everybody out there to get rid of the booze. Sorry, I don't mean to shut the party down and everything, but you got to party without the booze.
Yeah, because it's either get rid of the booze or nothing.
Or miss the movies.
Going
home. You do not want to miss.
If you guys don't get rid of the booze, they're going to shut the whole operation down and make everybody leave.
That would suck.
Well, wait, would we get to go home too?
Ooh.
Oh.
No, wait a second.
Yeah, that would that probably wouldn't be good for them either. So.
Oh, that's true.
Guys, shut down the bar if you don't
shut
mind.
Shut it down.
Shut it down.
Don't care.
The reason that we do this is to let... Hey, Ash, are we trading these bits out throughout the day? Okay, cool.
I think Dr. Phil is the next one that's okay.
Okay, cool.
They're all the ones that are up there are new and have not been played.
Oh, they're all new.
Yep.
Okay, cool. What we're going to do is we're going to give you examples of what we do throughout the day so that if you don't usually get a chance to hear the Mikey Show here on this radio station in the morning, we want you to be able to. And also, I want to remind people to go to MikeyShow.com. MikeyShow.com. Click on the keyword donate.
Donate.
And go and donate money to Rady's Children's Hospital. We're raising money for them. And I'd really like you to do that, please.
Your massagers are here.
The massagers are here.
A little treat for you guys.
How great is that, man?
I'm so excited.
Fantastic.
Eddie, I'm excited.
It was my pleasure.
Wow.
All right, so we're going to give you an example of what we
do. I'd like to read you an email that we got that I want to get your guys' opinion on.
Oh. All right.
You tell me what you think. Let me get organized. I try to do the organization on the show rather than before the show. I think
well,
it just
Sean
works out
better
that way.
Sean recommended you do it that way.
Yeah, that's what he enjoys. Okay, here's the email, Sean. Sorry. Says, Mikey, I'm over my wife's present buying techniques. She's the worst gift giver ever.
Oh, my gosh.
I get junk every year and never something I really want.
Bow.
That's what I'm saying.
Bow. Mm-hmm. Says, I give her hints and she just ignores them. Oh. Last year, she got me a sweater that was two sizes too small and I would never wear it.
Aww.
She got me a CD player for my birthday. The only problem is I have an iPod. I don't even use CDs anymore. It's such a jip. Do you have any ideas on how I can help her with her present buying? That's signed P1 Daniel. Of course we do. I mean, listen, you don't have to be a professional to be able to tell somebody how they can help themselves in this situation, but it does help.
Today on Dr. Phil, I want you to get excited about your life. If you're going to talk to me, you're going to have to be honest. This is going to be a changing day in your life.
Hang on a second there, young man.
That's not nice.
Hold on.
Not at all.
Hold on.
Tyra Banks, not fat.
Not at all.
She's obese.
Oh.
I'm just joking around.
Doc Phil.
Sorry, I'm suffering from a head injury.
What happened?
Really?
Jeff and Jer stuck me in a trash can, threw me down the stairs here at Clear Channel right before I came.
Why would they do that?
That sounds dumb.
And then they just left the trash can out in the hallway with me in it.
Irresponsible.
Wow.
And rude.
Don't they know other people work here?
Apparently not, because they just left me there in that trash can.
They just left their junk everywhere?
They wouldn't do that. Wow.
And then people were throwing, like, Starbucks cups in my head.
Oh, no. This place is
fail.
All for a bit?
I'm so sorry.
I mean, it wasn't even that good a radio.
It doesn't sound like, to be honest with you. Doesn't really sound like
me going down the stairs.
Hey.
And, juvenile.
Wow. Yeah.
A little bit.
Anyhow.
What's up? What you got? You heard this letter?
Yeah, I heard this fella's wife buys a bunch of junk
for him. Can you help?
She don't know how to buy anything. And
no.
Listen, maybe the wife's trying to drop a little hint. Did anybody think about that?
How so?
Because the deal is that traditionally when people buy clothes that are too small for them, they're trying to tell you it's time for you to quit the pudge factory. And by that, I mean you're too fat.
Okay, well, I think we got it.
That's a nicer way to put it.
You know, Mikey's mother used to employ this tactic.
Oh, no, here we go.
Don't need to bring that up.
Dr. Phil.
Look what a fine, stable young man he's turned out to be.
You don't need to go there.
Try doing the same thing with her, but throw in some diet pills and barf bags in your gifts. And just remember, you can win this war, my friend. You just have to think like the evilest creature on earth, a 15-year-old girl.
Wow.
They know how to fight dirty.
That's true.
I don't think that's the way to go
not
here.
Cool.
It could be worse. You could be married to Sky.
Whoa.
Dr. Phil.
You do have a point there.
What are you talking
how
about?
Would you like to wake up on Christmas morning all excited?
Ooh, yeah.
Run down the stairs to open up your gifts.
Yeah.
Lo and behold, if it isn't another radio station promotion T-shirt.
Dr. Phil.
That would be
sometimes
terrible.
Those are some great shirts.
Oh, Sky.
I'm
or
just saying,
maybe a crappy Notes from the Underbelly mug, new on ABC.
Oh, dude, that's a great show. That is a great show. No joke. I watch that show. That's an awesome show.
Oh, God.
Don't
judge
it.
Guys, how about unwrapping the very same bread maker you gave her the year before?
Oh.
How about that?
Oh, no.
You mean like regifting like she does?
Oh, yes, stop that is, it.
Leave Sky alone.
That's exactly what I was talking about
that's
there.
That's awful.
Dr. Phil, can you just address the letter?
She does have a system, though, Dr. Phil.
Yes, she does.
Yeah.
It's called cheap.
Yeah.
Dr. Phil, focus.
Now, that is a Christmas gift I hope to never celebrate.
Okay, come on, Dr.
Phil. You focus,
you've insulted
please.
Enough.
Please.
Help.
Okay, I'm going to help this young man out. P1 so-and-so.
Well, no, I don't
even know his name.
No.
First of all, he needs to realize that he's very lucky to have someone like me with so much expertise in this particular area.
Yeah, you could be right.
I have a surefire simple solution for this young man that wrote this email.
There we go, okay. Finally.
What you need to do is get yourself some of those Israeli hollow points.
Oh.
Wrap them in a box with a note that says, don't force me to use these.
that's not even subtle.
Or you could just wrap them in an empty, completely empty, put them in, wrap them up completely empty in a box. And when she opens it up, you tell her, I thought I'd give you the contents of your head. Try it. No.
I don't think insulting.
I like that one. I do like that one. I do. Rob, that's your gift.
Try it.
No.
Try it.
No.
Now, you know, there is a universal solution to this problem.
What's that?
What was that?
No, I'm not curious. I am curious.
I'm trying to give some real.
And what is it?
Ready?
I'm with you, bro.
It doesn't matter if your boyfriend, your girlfriend, your husband, your wife, your neighbor, and your sister. It doesn't matter who it is.
Yeah, I got it.
It could be your neighbor and your sister.
Okay.
It's so simple, and I don't know why more people don't do it. The solution is break up on Christmas Day.
Well, no, that's...
Hang on.
They're married. Dr. Phil, that's terrible.
Hang on.
You don't tell people that.
What you do, you take a solution, 2 parts Drano to 1 part rice wine vinegar, blast them directly in the eyes.
Hey, right?
Bro.
Wait a minute. No, dang.
But hear the rest.
Don't try this at home. We do not condone this.
After they pass out from the pain.
Yes.
Drop them off somewhere in Santee.
No, that's you're terrible.
This is not
hey, man.
Where they belong.
Okay. Dr. Phil, if you don't get your act together,
that's illegal.
This may be your last appearance.
Too far.
All right, fine. growing up on the mean streets of Compton like I did.
You did not.
I did too.
What do you mean?
It was the urban jungle.
Yeah. No, you weren't.
As we used to call it.
You did. Who did?
But anyway, up like that, if you grow up in the kind of environment I did, giving a bad gift is serious business. You feel me, playa?
Okay, you are delirious.
Huh? When I did Secret Santa with the Crips, it was always a little bit scary, okay?
I sincerely doubt that happened.
You never knew what to go for. Like, should I get the Bare Essentials gift basket? The
minds.
Hickory Farms cured meat sampler.
That is delicious. That is delicious.
So I usually just rolled through and let my gat do the talking.
Gat.
You're a bald white guy with a mustache, okay? You're not a Crip.
Eddie.
Yeah.
Don't hate the player, hate the game.
Okay, yeah.
You do not say that.
I do feel you on that.
This has not really helped at all.
I said hate the game, boo.
Oh, Dr. Phil. Boo.
I said it.
Okay. Who's your boo?
All right, P1 so-and-so. Not that this bit's gone on too long, but I went... I actually went through this exact situation with my nephew a few years back, bad gift giver, all that. Mm. The solution to a bad gift giver is that old saying... Starve the bad gift giver, feed the Dr. Phil.
No, that's not a thing.
Not how it goes.
You don't starve a nephew.
And every night after he gave me that bottle of Aqua Velva, I didn't feed him while he was staying with us. And when you deny that 16-year-old of valuable nutrients, you'd be surprised the effect it has on future gifts.
No, that's awful.
Oh, that sounds like torture.
I told him what it would take the next year for him to eat. He agreed, and that very night I drove him to Taco Bell.
Oh. Then all's well.
That, all was well.
All's well. Oh, Eddie.
Next year, I got an Xbox.
Nice work. Oh.
And it was his.
Oh, okay.
Merry Christmas.
Okay.
You know, I believe it's in the song, the Christmas song. That says it best when it says, chestnuts roasting on an open fire.
Yeah. A wonderful tone.
Mossy Toyota making deals.
Wait.
Eddie, didn't you talk to him about that?
Is he doing endorsement?
Mossy Toyota. It's been said.
Dr. Phil.
Many times,
Eddie.
Many ways. Mission Bay Drive.
Hey.
Wait, that's not the words.
See,
Dr. Phil.
You know that
enough.
Sleep train.
Okay, now we're going into sleep.
5% off, and if you call them before 2 o'clock,
someone
they can get the
same. Cut
that mic. Take your old set out for free.
Hey, Eddie, talk to you, man, from the premises.
I'm talking 1-800-777-4AIS.
Okay.
Okay. Security.
And go ahead, guys. You can join in with your endorsements, too.
Roll flowers. Okay.
Here we are.
There you go. Oh, it looks like it's you and me again, Gid.
Oh, dude, this is my favorite part.
Turn on Ashley.
Oh, okay.
La, la, la.
Girls are allowed.
Fine.
Rob, I have some news for you that you'd probably be interested in.
Oh, please.
Who's going to be starting in the ALCS Game 1?
Okay. Wait.
Shockingly.
Let me brace for it.
Ready. Not Josh Beckett.
Phew.
But... Daisuke! Daisuke is going to be the starter for Game 1 of the Boston Red Sox, taking on James Shields.
Wow.
For the T-Rays.
Oh, man.
Wow. Beckett looks like he's going to throw against Scott Kazmir on Saturday night. And then Lester is going to take Matt Garzon in Game 3.
There we go,
Fenway.
John Lester.
And then, yes, he's still alive, Tim Wakefield, pitching Game 4 against Andy Sonnenstein.
Hey, that guy was great for us this year. I don't care if he is 74.
He is getting a senior citizen check, right? Or like, what is that thing? Social Security?
Well, he just filed for retirement.
Holy moly. Apparently, I'm just going to do some sports here.
Let's do it. I'm ready.
Mike is, I think, taking a deuce. And Skye, right now,
Eddie,
uncomfortably, I'm watching her get a massage.
Well, she is a massage whore.
That's just weird.
Feels so good.
Okay. It hurts, but it feels
so good. Wow. Okay.
Hey, Skye, those little massage setups. I've seen them at the mall.
Oh, really?
Oh, anyway.
I mean, really?
I enjoyed that. I got more Boston sports news.
Oh, no.
Are you okay with this?
Yeah.
Patriots quarterback Tom Brady underwent...
He's healthy?
No.
Oh.
But he did undergo successful left knee surgery, and he's going to be good to go eventually.
Has it really? Because I thought they said it was going to be 4 to 6 weeks before he could get anything done. So it's already been that long?
Yeah. Well, I mean, you got to figure what we're...
Oh, yeah, because we're in week six
yeah,
now.
Yeah, week six.
Wow.
It happened in week one. So.
That's got to be crazy. And that recovery from that surgery, I heard, is brutal.
Well,
it's 6 to 9 months.
It should traditionally take a year to recover. And even then, you're not going to be what you're used to. He's a quarterback, so it's a little different.
Yeah.
So he should be fine by next season. Even start a training camp, he should be in and playing fine. So.
I wrote him a letter and said, if you need my leg,
no,
I will happily chop it off.
No, that's,
and I sent my little
really
toe.
Really ridiculous.
That's Jesus to you, Rob.
That's creepy and weird, and I don't care. What
is that? Is that the ghost?
Oh, it's
the ghost back?
28-hour ghost.
You've got to be kidding me.
This is about time when he would come around.
Hold on. I'm going to shut everyone's mics off. Oh, so it's somebody.
Well, nobody's talking. Can P1s hear that? Rob, just stick some open phones.
All right, let's do it.
Just hit the line. And
Rob's do it.
Mikey Show.
Hold on.
What's up?
Oh, God. I just got to get on the air and talk. I give a quick shout-out to the generosity of the Jacksonville Broad guys.
Oh, dude, talk about it. They have been out there since 2:30, and they're still out there serving up Jacksonville brats.
That is so
it's unreal. Those
serious?
Guys are the best. Have you had a couple?
You guys have got to hear this, man. I feed the homeless down in Ocean Beach, and they just donated 5 cases.
Oh,
of brats.
Wow.
Dang. Oh, that is so cool.
In all honesty, you know, I really love endorsing Jacksonville brats because, you know, not only is it I believe in the product because it's not. Like you're eating a sausage or hot dog.
Sausages.
I mean, these brats, if you've never had a brat, it's like a whole nother level of food. And they're just a great company. Like them coming out and feeding the P1s today was beyond anything I could imagine. Yeah. And now they're donating to feeding the homeless. What did I say to that?
Right.
That's just crazy.
Hey, brother.
Cool, man. Thanks for letting
Thanks
us know.
Thanks for the
call. Yeah.
All right, let's take another one. Mikey Show.
Hey, it's P1T, right?
Well, yo, what's up, T-Money?
Hey, what's happening, guys?
What are you doing, kid?
Hey, I'm doing all right. I just want to let you know we're taking care of this little outside problem, so you guys don't worry about it.
The little what problem?
Huh?
Outside problem.
Outside problem.
Okay, well, I hope so, because we don't want to shut it down out there. You guys got to be smart and, you know, I mean, let's not ruin it for everybody, and we're all here to have a good time and, you know, that kind of stuff.
Yep. We're getting the bad guys out of here, and we're taking care of everything, so
cool,
don't
man.
Worry about it.
Cool.
P1s take care of P1s.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. And,
nice.
You know, I mean, I know people want to party it up out there and probably pop a couple back, but this isn't the kind of venue that we can do that at.
No,
I mean, this is
a work establishment.
We were not allowed to have alcohol on the ground, so... Just everybody, if you're coming down, be cool, man, and, you know, bring some sodas and Red Bulls and whatever, and you know, you can
help
have fun without
out.
Getting wasted.
You know, help us out. We're doing this for you guys, so just...
Probably from all the P1s, just tell Sean we're sorry, and we'll make it up
Sean's
to you guys.
Sean's fine. It's all good.
Yeah.
All right, cool. Thanks, T-Rex. Hall of Famer right there.
Yeah, first.
Are we taking another call?
Yeah.
Mikey Show, what's up?
Hey, who's this?
Daddy, man. What's going on?
Hey, what's up, homeboy? What you up to?
Oh, look at this fool.
Uh-oh.
What you doing, fool?
Hey, you know, trying to put the paint where it ain't, my brother.
Big things popping. That's my boy, Ayo.
Hey, you know what's up with it, home skillet.
Have you had fun out there, man?
Hey, almost deaf. Who's that fool running around in a panda suit, though, home
Who would do that? That is just plain ridiculous.
I haven't seen Sean in like an hour, so.
Yeah.
Hey,
there goes my boy, Mike. What's up, Mike Easy? Hey, come on, homie.
Hey, are you sticking around for the movies?
Man, you know, I'm trying to hang out like a hubcap in the fast lane, but, you know, I saw that panda on me. I started tripping. I was like...
There it is.
Oh,
you heard it.
Saying,
cool, yeah. Hey, keep it tight,
I gotta
homie.
I gotta go because the police is here. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, the po-po.
Oh,
get out.
Watch out for the po-po.
Hey, all right, homeboy, I gotta go.
Late. All right.
Everyone watch out for the po-po.
Wow.
5-0.
You can take another one, Rob.
Yeah.
Mikey Show, what's up?
Eddie, what's going on, man? This is P1 Jeff Dang.
What's up, dude?
Not much, man. Just listening to you guys. I was actually at a physical therapy today, and I got the physical therapist to turn on the Mikey show and had nice. Everybody rocking out to it in the physical therapy.
That what's she awesome. Think? Oh. Is it a guy or a girl?
It was a guy, but he's actually pretty cool. So.
Well.
Hello.
Did it move?
Stop it.
My shoulder. But
okay, cool. Okay. Else, yeah. Well, here's the deal. The reason, you know, we do the 28-hour show for a few reasons. One, we do it for Rady's Children's Hospital. We want to raise money. If you want to donate to Children's Hospital, just go to MikeyShow.com. Keyword is donate, or you can just click on the 28-hour show page, and you can donate right there. And the second reason why we do it is because we want to make new P1s. I mean, we do it because we want the P1s to expand, and we want the Army to grow. And if you are listening right now and you're a P1 and you know somebody that doesn't listen to the show, tell them, hey, man, turn it on. Listen right now. If you're listening to another morning show and you like another morning show, that's cool. But just check us out right now because, you know, that's why we're doing this.
Hey, dude. you have been – I was just thinking about this.
Yeah. Say it, Mike.
You have been so awesome tonight, dude.
Yeah. What the? Killing
I just want to say thank you, man.
I beg your pardon?
Honestly, I just want to say thank you, bro.
Oh, dude, come on. We're a team.
I know. It's just, oh, man. Yeah. You have really been helping so much tonight. You have no idea.
Oh, thanks, man.
And I just want to say that, man. You've just been so awesome.
I appreciate that.
Somebody's on the line here. Are we talking?
Oh, yeah. Rob didn't hang up.
Okay. Here we go.
Shauna told Sky for me to read my IM, but I did. I had been, I'm not sure why. Shauna,
maybe it was an old message while I was getting you.
Okay, maybe that was
Ashley.
It. Ashley's getting a massage.
Can you, open the hotline?
Can you get the hotline?
Or answer it.
Oh, she's getting a massage.
Sorry to interrupt.
Yeah.
Yeah, I need to make this announcement. So I will keep making the announcement that if you are outside, San Diego Police Department has told us no more alcohol, or they will shut it down. So that's the word from them.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. You got to stop. drinking the booze, or they're going to shut it down. Let's see. Okay, so in a half an hour, I'm going to give my testimony in a very different way. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be talking about my faith in a very different way where I'm sort of, well, I've never done. And may never get the chance to ever do again. And so, I don't know. I just wanted to be able to do that. It's like I said, man, it's the biggest part of my life. And I want to let people know before I do it, in case there's anybody that goes, you know what, I'm good. And if anybody feels like they don't want to hear that message, that's all right. But if you're curious and you're like, hey, man, I want to hear what this is all about. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, it's a whole different kind of shock radio because I know that's never been broadcast on KIOZ before. But the reason, I don't think it would have been appropriate to do on the morning show. It just absolutely wouldn't be appropriate. And the reason that it wouldn't is because on the morning show, it's about something completely different than that. And at the end of the show on Fridays, I give my testimony, and that seems to work and that seems to fit. But the reason that I'm going to do this tonight is for a few reasons. First and foremost, it's for God's glory. Second of all, I'm doing it because I want to share a part of my life with you that I never get to share in a real bold way. So that too. And then third, because the 28-hour show is unconventional. It's very, very unconventional. The 28-hour show is like nothing on radio in San Diego or really in the country. I don't know of any buddy in the country that does it.
Yeah.
So it's real different. But, you know, your host is on fire for God, and it's an opportunity. I see it as an opportunity, and I'm not going to abuse it, you know. That's why I don't do that too much on the show, during the regular show. You know, I think that it'll be an opportunity for Sky to ask some questions while we're doing it, if she's curious about any of it. And, you know, I don't know. We'll see how it goes. And I don't even know how long it's going to take. Eddie.
We're doing this for a reason. We're doing this for Rady's Children's Hospital.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And we've been getting stories from people, and this is a really cool story. On the hotline and on line six, we're going to have Jennifer Kaler and her son, Patrick Iverson. This is a really cool story.
Cool.
So if you want to talk to them.
Who do
I'm not sure who's on who.
We don't know who's on what line. Who's this?
This is Jennifer.
Hi, Jennifer. How are you?
I'm great. How are you guys?
I'm good. Who is your son?
Patrick is my son.
And he's on the other line here, right?
Yes, he is.
Patrick, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Patrick, how old are you, Patrick?
I'm 14 years old.
Right on, right on. So, nice. How did you, well, we'll start by asking you, Mom, how did you guys come to know Children's Hospital?
Patrick was actually involved in an accident. When he was 14 months old, he and I were walking together, and we were right behind a car, and the driver of the car was arguing with his girlfriend and wasn't paying attention, and he threw the car in reverse, and he backed up suddenly, and Patrick was right behind the driver's side tire, or like the driver's side of the car, and the car completely ran him over, and he was actually pinned underneath the car. And there was a gentleman that saw the whole thing happen that was able to help me get the car off of Patrick. And when we got him out from under it, he had no pulse. He wasn't breathing, was completely turning blue and limp. And another gentleman who rushed over and was telling me, oh, it's just a little cut on his head. Let me just look at him. It's just a little cut. It'll be okay. And I'm completely losing my mind.
Yeah.
And he gave Patrick mouth-to-mouth and CPR and ended up saving his life. And the paramedics arrived, and they called for a helicopter, and a helicopter landed on Palm Avenue down in Imperial Beach. It's an auto zone now, but it used to be a restaurant. And they landed in the parking lot there, and they life-flighted Patrick to Children's Hospital. So I didn't even know where Children's Hospital was, and in fact, we got lost trying to find it. And you know, it was just absolutely terrifying. I didn't know if I was going to see him alive again. I didn't know if I was going to get to hold him again.
Did you ever see that guy again that did the CPR?
Yeah, actually we're good friends. His name is Bob Misko, and I haven't seen him in a couple of years, but we stay in contact, and I send him videos, update videos and progress, and
that's really cool.
We still have the little tiger that he gave Patrick when he came and visited him in the hospital. And he was in the military, and he actually ended up getting a medal for saving Patrick's life.
Wow.
That's awesome.
Wow.
So we love you.
What a
that
hero.
That is so cool.
Yeah.
And so, Patrick, you were obviously so young. You don't remember any of that, right?
I do not remember. Well, actually, that's not true. I do remember skateboarding when I was like 10 months old, but that's it.
Really?
Yeah, I have, like, just a little memory of standing on a skateboard.
Wow.
We have this one really, really cool picture of him. You know, because I don't have very many pictures of him standing or walking. And I have this one of him, and he's got one foot on a skateboard, and it's just the cutest little picture.
No, that's cool.
Yeah.
That's cool. So, you know, I guess this is one of those stories, you know. This is one of those stories that I've been telling you. This is why Rady's Children's Hospital is so important.
Yeah, yeah, you know, I was listening earlier when Ty's mom was talking, and it really is. They have so much compassion and so much, I feel like, love for not just their patients but for their family members, and they treat them like how they would treat their own family. And, you know, I remember we were there, and I was in ICU with Patrick, and all these bells and alarms start going off, and a whole team of people come in and start working on him, and they rush him out. And so I'm left there in this empty room, and the nurse came up. My parents were stationed in Spain at the time, so I didn't have any family there with me. And this nurse came in, and she's like, is there anybody you can call? And I'm like, no. And she just sat there with me and put her arms around me and just held me. And it was, I wish I knew that nurse's name, because if I could just let her know how much, after all these years, that one, like, just hug meant to me. It was like, it really meant a lot, and I wish I knew her name.
That is so awesome.
Yeah.
That is so, so awesome.
Yeah.
Man, that happened, was that the first night you were there? Or the first day you were there?
You know, it was kind of a blur, but it was within the first 2 days. Because my mom showed up you know, it's a two-day flight from Spain, and she got there within 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
She was on, like, the next flight, so it had to have been within the first 2 days. But it was kind of a blur that whole time.
That's amazing. Tell us what your life is like now, Patrick. Or what are you into? What kind of stuff do you like to do?
Well, sports. Everything that has to do with sports, I love. I love, love, love surfing.
Mm.
It's not exactly the easiest thing to do, but it's so much fun.
Wow, man.
Just living, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That's so cool, man. That's such a blessing that you're alive.
I know, seriously, yeah.
I mean, and you were so young when it happened that you don't remember it, but man, I'm your mom. Boy, she had to live through some tough stuff.
Yeah.
You know, and I know you're going to hear this a million times, Patrick, but let me tell you something, man. When you have a kid, you're going to know what it is like when something's going on with your kid. And that is just it's a rough thing, man. And so I give your mom a lot of props for being able to get through that that period. And you know what I mean?
She's a pretty cool mom. She's a keeper.
She sounds like a cool mom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, listen, Jennifer, Patrick, thank you both very much for coming on.
Thank you guys so much for doing this.
Yeah, for sure. And I just want to remind people they can go to MikeyShow.com, MikeyShow.com, and click on the keyword donate, and you can donate money to Rady's Children's Hospital. We want to raise more than $14,000 this year. That's what we raised last year. We want to raise more than $14,000. So come there, and please, if there's somebody listening right now and you have it in your heart and within your means to donate a lot of money, man, we're looking for you. Somebody can call us and donate $10,000 or $20,000 or $100,000. If you can do it, go on the website right now, MikeyShow.com, MikeyShow.com, and donate money. Thank both of you for coming on. I appreciate it.
Thank you guys.
We'll see you.
Keep surfing, bro.
That's right.
And I ankle slappers, Mike.
That's right, Eddie. Ankle slappers.
You know about that, Eddie.
It's real tough.
You know all about that.
You know it.
Hey, by the way, that limited edition 28-hour show 2008 t-shirt's available for you. If you donate a gift of $50 or more at MikeyShow.com, click on the 28-hour show banner, and it'll take you to a place where you could do it. So give it a shot. Mikey Show, hello.
Hi, this is P1 Roscoe. How you guys doing?
What's up, Roscoe?
Hey, I'm passing through Temecula right now, and have you guys heard anything about a fire in the area? It's all smoke and ash coming down.
Sky, what do you got?
Yeah, Camp Pendleton. It started about 3:30 this afternoon, and last check, at least 100 acres had burned. They said at that point it wasn't threatening any structures. No one had been injured, but it's on Camp Pendleton.
It's a lot of smoke out here. It's
kind of
hard to breathe.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Be careful.
Sky, is it real bad? I mean, what are we, do they think that they're, check that out. Let me know, because what I'm wondering is, are they going to be able to contain the thing, you know? I hope they're going to be able to get it under control.
Yeah. I don't know how the winds are blowing right now, you know, if they're blowing, you know, out to the west or to the east, but that'll probably determine a lot. Let's see.
Let's see. Mikey Show. Hello.
Hey, this is P1 Milkman. I'm just sitting here. I have to walk away from the radio because we're having a little barbecue.
Right on.
Yeah, listening to the 28-hour show with the barbecue. Hey, but I was just wondering, I'm loving what you're doing with Children's Hospital.
Uh-huh.
And just listening to that last lady and her son, I was going to talk about my son. I had a good experience with Children's Hospital.
Did you really?
Oh, awesome.
What happened?
My son fell down. He was 2 years old, and he was, learning how to take a bath. And he slipped, and he split his lip. And, all the way through, from the bottom, all the way through the inside.
Oh, man.
Oh, but those people are great. I mean,
That's what everybody says, man.
Everybody
we've talked to says that they really have a caring heart for the people that come in there, which means so much.
Yeah.
No, dude, it's so much. They're even way more awesome with the kids and they're still with the parents.
That's amazing, man.
Awesome. I was freaking out. I'm like, oh, man.
Okay. Sorry, brother. We got to hit the button on you.
Yeah, and I don't know if I misspoke, but it's over 1,000 acres have burned. Wow. Did I say, because I think I might have said 100, 1,000 acres.
1,000
acres have burned so far. But still, as of the last update here, which was just a little bit after 7 o'clock, they still say that, you know, no evacuation orders are in place and, you know, no, still no buildings or structures threatened.
It just blows, man, around here.
Ugh.
Just don't want to, you know, nobody wants to hear that.
Mm-mm. Well, there is one, there is a silver lining to all of this.
What is that?
Sky's still rocking the makeup from Mikey Idol.
That is true.
Really good.
She's burning up this room.
I'm dying to wash my face.
Are you really?
Yeah, I want to wash my face and put my jammies on.
We're digging it, though. We kind of want you to
super sexy.
Yeah. Keep that stuff rocking. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it'll be really super sexy when I'm all broken out in a couple of days.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
From all this gunk.
I've had enough pizza
Let's
today.
Let's move on.
Oh, yeah.
All right, then.
Because my base makeup has been on since 3:30 this morning.
My base makeup's been on since 2. So, preaching to the choir is what I'm saying.
I need to get into hair and makeup.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm a mess.
You know what I'm saying?
Brutal.
Shut up.
Mikey Show.
Hey, Mikey T-Rex.
What's up, T-Rex?
Hey, I know you guys are doing a big thing for a children's hospital, and I wanted to call in and see if you can say a prayer to my daughter. She has to go to children's hospital Friday. I have a doctor's appointment on Friday. She has to go in for a CAT scan, and they think the way her forehead is not going back together correctly. I guess it's the soft.
What's her name?
Her name is Hannah.
How old is she?
She is 20 months old.
Okay.
And hope, you know, I haven't wanted to tell anybody about it because I just didn't want to worry a lot. But, you know, not everything goes well, then they would have to go in and crack her skull and kind of reset everything so it can grow back together.
Wow.
All right, brother. Well, we'll definitely ask people to put their thoughts and prayers in that.
And I just want to say Children's Hospital is awesome. I also lost 2 family members at Children's Hospital, a sister-in-law, and one of my best friend's kids passed away at Children's Hospital. And if you can say a prayer for their family, the Wamplers and the Loveland family, they're great. The doctors are down there are wonderful. I mean, really wonderful. They did so much for some of the family members that I did lose. It's just really hard, but the doctors are down there so awesome. I lost one of my best friend's kids about 2.5 years ago, and the doctors are still so helpful to the parents, to us, and the doctors are there. When they had a funeral, they couldn't be there, but they wrote a letter saying that, you know, how wonderful the kids were, and the nurses were, like, so proud of the doctors, because they said most of the times doctors, you know, they're too busy to take time out to do things, but they made an effort to write letters and stuff for parents.
That's great, man. Well, thank you, T-Rex. I appreciate it, man, and we'll definitely be thinking about
this.
All that, man. Yeah, sure. Thanks, T-Rex.
All right, take care.
All right, we'll see you. You can donate to Rady's Children's Hospital by going to MikeyShow.com, click on the keyword donate, and it'll take you to a place where you can donate money, and if you donate $15 or more, you automatically get our Best of CD 07 called Furry Up.
Oh,
awesome.
Sean.
That's right.
Relax. Don't do the little voice. Please don't do the little voice. Don't do the little voice. Thank you. And stop.
And if you donate $50 or more, you get the T-shirt. That's right. We got a limited edition Mikey Show 28-Hour Show 2008 T-shirt.
Yeah.
And it's real sweet. Now, Sean just played one of his sound effects, and we actually have somebody calling in about that very thing, P1 Birthday Boy.
Well, I'm wondering where Sean gets his sound effects.
It's a great question.
Aww. It's a good question.
It's a great question. Sean, where do you get those sound effects?
Well, we get them from all over the place, Mike. Some come from people that call the show. Some come from movies, from television, from newscasts, and some come from P1 people on the show, Mike.
Really? Like what?
Oh, like,
for example?
Show me the money!
Oh, wow.
That's shrill.
Just coarse.
That is definitely somebody that wants the money shown.
Yeah.
Money, money,
that
money.
Loves money.
Wow.
Show me the money!
I mean, seriously.
They really want
Maybe
the
I
money.
Go
Their whole life is money.
They really want the money shown to
money,
them.
Money. Okay, I think that's my cue to go put my jammies on.
Oh, wait, what?
I think
wow. Wah, wah, what?
Sky's going on a jammy run. Anyone want some?
Do you need any help?
Oh, wow.
No,
yeah.
Thank you.
Okay.
I'm fine.
All
right. It's,
sure?
It's a sweet offer.
Thought I would offer.
Sorry.
Sorry.
I'll take photos. I'll be right there.
Okay, okay. Well.
Really weird.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of photos.
Yeah.
The pictures on the website from all the shenanigans are being posted on MikeyShow.com.
There are pictures there
show.
Already.
Awesome. Yeah. There's crazy pictures.
Yeah. Go to MikeyShow.com. You can already check out pictures and video of what's been going on today.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to be doing our movies.
Dude, that's only like a couple hours away.
I know it.
That's so awesome.
We're going to start Rocky 3. At 10 o'clock tonight.
Yeah, we are.
It's going to be fantastic.
Oh, you know what else?
What?
I have to find out what happened to Lori's date.
Oh, dude. I forgot.
I just remembered.
Hey, Hannah, have you got any updates from her? Rebecca has not gotten an update from her.
Oh, things are going good.
Maybe they are.
Must be going good.
Yeah.
Maybe they are.
Hope so.
Yeah, so we'll be hearing from
and
Lori.
Seth, too.
Yeah, Seth's on a date right
yeah.
now.
Yeah.
Seth's on a date right now. He got auctioned off. He's at Sizzler.
He's such a loser.
Oh. Wow, Sean, that was bold.
Oh, wow. Of course.
What's his name?
Oh,
yes.
Wow.
Yes. There it is. I hope you're in the car driving back and you heard that, Seth. Waha.
Aloha, he says.
You know it, dude.
Aloha.
Aloha.
By the way, want to remind people, Fox 5 will be showing their coverage of the Mikey Show again tonight. At
awesome.
About 10:40. Most of you will be watching the movies with us, but set your TiVo, won't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, it'd be cool. Be able to check it out.
I'm thank
be,
you, Mikey.
Yeah, oh, Mr. McCain.
President McCain.
That's President McCain saying thank sure. you to me.
Thank you, Mikey.
Oh, you're welcome, Mr. McCain. It's very nice to have you here. Is there anything else you'd like to say?
Oh, thank
sure.
you, Mikey.
Oh, that's all?
Whoa.
All
how
right.
did you do that?
I don't know. He did both
impressive.
At the same time. That was really cool. Let's see. Our phone number, 570-1053.
Every phone line lit up right now.
I know it.
Crazy.
Blew it.
It's so, you know, every time we do the 28-hour show, I think to myself, man, back on the air at night.
Oh, yeah.
So weird.
Mandatory Metallica.
That's right, man. For real.
It's a free beer for...
Oh, wow. That's, maybe not so much.
Don't you remember that?
I do remember that.
Trying to forget that.
Okay.
Well, here's the thing. You know, I started with Rock 105.
Rock 102.
When it was still Rock 102.
Yeah.
That was
how long
in,
ago was that?
Well, it was August of 1995.
So Carter was in
yeah,
office?
Yeah, Carter was in office. And, yeah, it was 1995.
Wow. Old.
And so that means I've been on the station now for 13 years.
That's crazy,
oh,
dude.
I know it.
Crazy.
Stop, because it's creeping me out.
It's creeping me out.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. P1 Wall, are you there?
Hey, how's it going, Mikey?
What's up?
Ooh.
Hey, I got two things for you. I'm working a split shift today, and this morning I had to nag some of the guys to get the show on. But I got the show on, they started listening. Well, I come back today, and now there's a sign above the radio that says don't change the channel between 5:30 till. So now everybody's loving the show. I got about 8 people laughing all day telling me how much they loved it.
That's awesome.
And the second thing is, excuse me, I was up there for the cook-off.
Uh-huh.
I was trying to ask Rob if he's going to have lessons and how much they cost because he did a great job.
How about that, Rob?
Wait, what?
Rob?
How did he do a good job, sir?
Yo, I killed
how?
It, man. Did you guys see that smiley face?
I was bummed that you weren't on
my
team, bro.
Face was amazing.
How?
I need to learn how to do that.
What about me?
Yeah, what about Ashley?
She was there?
No. Oh, ouch.
How
oh, that stings.
I love you, Ashley. I'm joking.
Oh,
dude, my
cool.
desserts are the best.
Shut up.
Hey,
would
man.
You use a chainsaw to cut those stuff? I mean, what were you doing?
No,
it was a crooked knife. I brought it myself.
Dude, you're the best.
A crooked knife.
Shut up.
Thank you. Hello. Hello, hello, hello.
Hello, hello, hello. Hello, hello.
Mikey,
hello,
show governor. Hello. Hello, governor.
Do you like there? A flirt?
No.
Anyone
no.
like a flirt?
A flirt.
Flirt.
Mikey, show.
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air.
Yes, hi. I was just wondering, are you going to show the picture of Brad? Because I was on the internet and I was looking for it, and I haven't been able to find it. And I know I think they're on their date right now.
Sean, did you get the picture that I sent? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Sean's going to post it.
I'm curious.
Yep, Sean's going to post it. Yep, they're on the date.